Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Welcome back in. It's Sports Radio 610. Good morning, everybody. In for Payne and Pendergast this morning. I am Sean Bajani. He is Brandon Scott. Ben Gary producing. You know, sometimes, like, I think we all go through this. Like, we feel validated, like when we have an idea but we don't say something. You know, we don't want to put ourselves out there like that, but when we hear somebody else have like the same idea or something similar, then we can come out and say it. I feel like that's exactly what happened to me yesterday.
Yeah, this is me like in the last segment with the whole Alex Bregman thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah, exactly.
He's not swinging at good pitches. Jeff Bagwell says it. Yes.
Yeah,
I'm right.
Like,
I'm right.
Yep. You know, you feel validated in your thought process, yep, in your opinion. And so, like, I've had this particular idea for a while now, but I figured it was, like, way too simple to even be considered. And, you know, I thought about, like, how it would look, you know, from an optic standpoint of view, like, in public opinion, I guess, because it wouldn't sit well with people. And I don't think it sits well with you. But we'll get to that. Mike Florio of ProFootballTalk.com wrote yesterday, before the Deshaun Watson hearing concluded yesterday afternoon, and even he wrote in his column that it's probably too logical to happen anyway, but I'll give it to you in a nutshell because, you know, Florio can get very long-winded with a lot of legal mumbo-jumbo stuff, and it's not easy for me to understand. You know, I'm not like a Mike Meltzer or anything like that. I'm not a lawyer and radio host, and it becomes too much. But I'll put it to you like this in a nutshell. Watson didn't play for the Texans last season because he didn't want to, and the Texans didn't want him to, okay? Because the commissioner's exempt list was never invoked in this situation, writes Mike Florio, the Texans basically paid him $10 million to not play. Florio says the NFL and NFLPA could agree that last year could be treated as a one-year suspension, and Watson would have to pay back the $10 million that he was paid. And there's an article under the CBA that states exactly that fact, because Watson was not on the commissioner's exempt list, that it was like a de facto paid leave. This could happen. Now, the way you got there might not sit well with people, but at the end of the day, if you're in Cleveland especially, but certainly here in Houston, because you want this thing to go away and it helps us move on as well, like, this ends it quickly. Florio suggests that you treat last year like a one-year suspension, get your money back, you know, if you're the Houston Texans, but also incur an eight-game ban on Watson this year. Now, he's only getting paid just over $1 million by the Cleveland Browns this season, which amounts to about $50,000 per game check.
Right.
So total amount lost for Watson would be about $10.46 million in the grand scheme of things, and he still gets to play 9 regular season games this season. To me, this makes perfect sense, and I'd feel better about the whole thing because it's over and done with. Clearly, the NFL is not concerned with, you know, muddying the waters further and getting to the very bottom of this. They want this thing to go away. And to me, in the essence of time, being is that now Judge Robinson has concluded this hearing, and she's requiring briefs from both the prosecution and the defense by July 11th, which means her decision is not going to be made until after July 11th. Training camp begins July 26th for the Cleveland Browns specifically, and I think in large part for the NFL is when all veterans report. But this could be over and done with before training camp. I like this idea. You do not.
Yeah, no, I don't. I like the idea of it being over and done with, and you and I have talked about that already. I mean, we got into that in a lot of detail yesterday about how it's been exhausting, and it's exhausting to talk about. It's exhausting on the listeners to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no doubt,
and,
I get that.
And that's us as you know, disinterested parties or not involved parties, I should say. Like,
right.
Not direct parties to what's going on. So imagine what the people who are really involved, the NFL itself, Deshaun Watson, you know, the women, everybody that's actually involved in this thing, I can just imagine. And the idea of getting it over with or being done with it, I do understand how that's appealing. But logically, I don't see how we could treat, to me, it's a little bit dishonest if we go back to last year and treat last year for what it was. And like, that was not, to me, to call a convenient agreement between Watson and the Texans
mm-hmm.
a punishment,
right,
to me, is the part that's dishonest about it. Like, I get him getting fined and losing money, but who does that really serve in terms of, like, the punishment aspect of it? And Watson,
I mean, it's $10 million.
Well, I get
you
that.
Know, you're asking for that $10 million that you mutually agreed to him with to pay to not play games.
But
like,
the
Rockets basically paid John Wall $47 million to not play games this season.
But the issue at hand,
that stuff happens.
But the issue at hand, Sean, is not the money, though. That's not the reason. It's not like the reason why we're here or the reason why they're litigating this thing on Deshaun Watson is because he's stolen money. You know what I mean? Or because he's been paid money unduly. That's no one's arguing that. It's so much so not the case that despite all of this, he got paid an extension before he got paid more money before the extension that he already signed
right.
went into
record
effect.
Deal. Yeah.
Like his new money never even came into play before he got more money on top of that. So it was never like money was a factor into the situation to begin with. Like they're trying to punish him with money. They're trying to decide, Should he have to be punished for the game? Like, should he have to miss games because of his actions, whatever those actions they decide were, like whatever, to whatever extent they were? The fact that they agreed upon him not playing, like it wasn't a paid leave. A paid leave would be more so like if, especially in this context of someone who's up for a suspension, would be more so like if the Texans asked him to go away. They said, you know what, Deshaun? This whole thing's happening, and we'd rather just not have you. We'd rather not have you on our commercials and on our billboards.
I mean, didn't they?
But that's not what happened. He requested the trade first.
Yes.
And so now you're rewarding him for the fact that the Texans,
I mean,
conveniently agreed to do the thing that he wanted him to do. To me, that's him failing up twice.
I understand.
That's a reward. Now, if you decide that he didn't do anything, then just don't suspend him. To me, I'd much prefer that he not get any discipline at all and we just move on completely than to do this.
And you know, like, I thought about that aspect as well, okay? There being no punishment, okay? And then he's already not, you know, charged criminally with anything.
Right.
Literally, these are lawsuits and there's four outstanding right now, and he's just completed this hearing. Like, so if you found nothing criminal against him, then why should he be punished anyway? Like, for the inconvenience that it's had on the Cleveland Browns, for the inconvenience that it's had on the NFL, like, from an optics standpoint, from a PR standpoint, like, really, at the end of the day, like,
all
legally,
of those things,
he's done nothing wrong, you know, outside of these women, their word against his kind of thing, right? So I could see it from that standpoint. At the end of the day, it's like, well, if you're not going to charge me criminally with anything, then I don't really feel like I should be punished for anything. Like, if I'm Deshaun Watson, you're going to get punished for something, okay?
Right.
This happens, and it is what it is. Now, you could look at last year however you want to, but I think this is very important, and, you know, the NFL is probably hoping that something like this happens. I mean, they've already said, like, hey, look, we're looking for an indefinite ban, at least a year, but this year,
right,
not last year. I think this is something that both sides would probably be agreeable to at the end of the day, because he still gets to play football this year. He's fined money,
yeah,
if you want to put it that way. But then in large part, the NFL is looking at the big picture, and they get to say, well, look, it's really going to show up. He missed 25 games if you include the 17 last year, 8 from this year, and he was fined almost $10.5 million. Like, aha, see, look, we got the hammer. I think they're looking at it from that perspective as well. And then, fine, I'll let them have that. But I think this, just judging by the way I think we all presume this to come about, and if you believe reports where it's possibly being considered that he doesn't get punished at all, like,
I'd much prefer that. Like, just because
you'd prefer no punishment. And just because, yeah, like, you yeah. think that looking back at this last year, it'd be like Watson's getting off easy. Or
it to me, it's just and I'm not, this is not a shot at anybody who agrees with this, but to me, it is a dishonest punishment, because we all know for a fact that it was his idea not to play. The rest of this stuff comes out after the fact. But it's very much possible and likely even, he told David Culley this, and David Culley is on the record with this a couple of times now, and this was out there even before David Culley confirmed it, but he told the man, I am not playing for the Texans again. So that just means as long as he played for the Texans, he wasn't going to play. If he had settled those cases and was traded to Miami before the deadline or by the deadline, that would have forced the NFL, he would have either played, or would have forced the NFL to make a decision. Do we put him on the commissioner's exempt list, or now do we suspend him? Like, now our hand is forced. The fact that the Texans did the NFL a favor and effectively kept him on a commissioner's exempt list that wasn't a commissioner's exempt list, which is paid, I'm speaking on paid leave,
right,
by not having, still getting your check and not having to play. Like, to me, that is Watson capitalizing, that is Watson and the league capitalizing on the Texans doing them all a favor and being agreeable to this idea that, yeah, we want to trade you, so it's in our best interest for you not to play, so we're just going to keep you on paid leave. That is not a punishment. That is, all that is an agreeable business arrangement.
Right.
All that was,
I see that, yeah.
Because you said he missed games. No, he sat out games.
It was a mutual agreement.
Yeah, he sat out games. So to me, you don't go back and say the thing that you guys agreed upon, not as a punishment, but as a smart business arrangement, now gets to be applied to you as a punishment.
I get that. That was a business decision from Watson's perspective, as well as it was for the Houston Texans. Like, they had come up with a direction at that point in time, and they made the decision. And
the Texans paid $10 million for the rights to 3 first-round draft picks. That's what that was.
Sure, and that's a really good way to look at it as well. But at the end of the day, I look at it this way. A young star quarterback in this league still had to miss an entire season of football. Like, that is punishment. I don't care how Deshaun Watson, you know, rationalized it in his mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, maybe that wasn't what he wanted to do, but that's what he was advised to do. And it's like, you know, you got to put a face on or whatever. Like, if he looks at it as punishment, then it's punishment. Like, you don't get to play football. Yeah. $200 and some odd million later, fully guaranteed by the Cleveland Browns, certainly probably makes you feel a hell of a lot better about that. But also being banned for half of this season and missing game checks this season, like, we're going to take away 2 years of your career because of all the crap that you put us through, right or wrong with the accusations. Like, that's kind of the way that I'm looking at it. And I'm not, like, hoping that you throw the book at the guy.
Yeah, no, me either.
But
me either. I don't know the facts of the matter, like, completely. I don't know. All I know is what's out there.
But it makes it go away. It makes it go away. And I guess for nothing else, you know.
But is that the goal? Is that because I know that's what we want as observers.
The goal from a Houston Texan perspective is,
yes,
is you want him to be suspended because you want the Browns to hurt a little bit. Because if the Browns are hurting, your draft pick, you know, status is better in 23, is better in 24. Like, this is a good thing for the Texans. And so, like, yeah, you want Watson to miss games. You want the Browns to suffer.
Yeah, but from the league standpoint, since they're the ones that have to decide, they're the ones that have to litigate this, is it in their best interest to do what's most convenient and that makes it go away? Or are they trying to, like, actually litigate the thing and actually get a what they feel to be a just punishment? And I don't know what that is, because I don't want to misunderstand this. Like, I'm saying, hey, he needs to be suspended for a year.
Exactly.
I'm not making any position on that. They'll figure that part out. I'm just saying, to retroactively, because here's the thing. If you're Deshaun, are making this point to me as the league, and I just say, you're like, hey, man, like you said, it was punishment to miss it. Because I agree overall with the spirit of what you're saying. for an athlete in his prime, like Deshaun, an elite athlete in his prime, like Deshaun Watson, to miss an entire year of football in a vacuum, to me, is punishment. But what if you make that argument to me as the league and I say, hey, Deshaun, why didn't you just get your ass out there and play then? They were out there with Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills as their quarterbacks, and you were on the team. I looked at the active at the inactives list every week, and you were on it as a non-injury somehow. Why didn't you just get out there and play if this was such punishment to you? Why didn't you play, Deshaun?
All right, so I guess
so you can kind of counter the argument with you were allowed. No one stopped you from playing.
Well, the Texans did.
No one stopped the Texans from playing you. So between the two of you, you could have got your ass out there and played.
I guess the Texans.
But nobody wanted that.
Tell me if I'm, you know, right or wrong in this thinking. But I mean, you know, look, the Texans figured like, all right, well, we can't trade you. Okay, so if we can't trade you right now, it's not in our best interest. Like, we're not going to get everything that we want. Well, we're just not going to play you. We're going to be, you know, piss poor, and we're going to accumulate our draft capital that way. And, you know, we'll you know, let the cards fall where they may. Like, now it still worked out, like, where you were able to deal him, you know, to the Browns and get draft picks, but you also improved your draft status by, you know, going 4-12 last year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It was at the detriment of the reputation of your organization almost, because it became so much more about just Deshaun Watson last year, but rather about, now what the hell is this front office doing? What is this ownership doing? Who is this head coach? What's going on with Jack Easterby? Like, we were kept in the dark and, you know, really just allowed to roam free with these maybe wrong narratives about individuals like Easterby, like McNair, like Caserio, like Cully, just the overall makeup of this organization. And the Texans somehow felt like that all was worth it just to, you know, tank 4-12 because you made the decision that you did on Deshaun Watson. Like, was that worth it at the end of the day? Like, there might be, you know, some analytics out there that say, you know what, like, this too shall pass, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, as bad as it looks, as bad as it feels right now, as much of a detriment as this will be, as big of a blow as it'll be, rather, to the fan base and our image and reputation, like, in a couple of years, it'll be on water under the bridge and we'll move on.
Yeah.
Is that how you look at it? Like, in a multi-billion dollar business, like, that just seems way too simplistic for me and a very hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, I think that just the lifespan of the Deshaun Watson era had, well, first of all, they squandered it, you know, by all the bad deals from the Bill O'Brien era. And I think Deshaun Watson noticed that, could see the writing on the wall, and that's basically what led us here. Like, that's the reason why we're here, is that Deshaun Watson saw that the organization was going in the tank either by accident or on purpose, right? Before Nick Caserio, they were tanking by accident. They were trying, but they sucked at what they were doing. And then
hashtag Bill O'Brien.
Yes. And then by that point, he was disillusioned and had lost faith in the process. So that's why we're here.
I just think there was so much more going on behind the scenes that
clearly,
we'll just not know about. Like,
clearly,
it boils down to much more than just Bill O'Brien and the Easterby factor. Like, there must have been something going on within, you know, that core group of players, because the DeAndre Hopkins thing, that is way too fishy for me still, you know, like that happened.
Yeah.
That was even a thought process in your mind for even to make that deal.
Well, I think they feel justified in it now, since he's going to be suspended for half a year or six games or whatever it is.
I mean, I guess it's a little easy to say now, but I'd still take a little suspension, you know, for PEDs, but I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins back catching touchdowns.
I'd rather have DeAndre Hopkins, too.
He's Brandon Scott, Sean Bajani with you in for Payne and Pendergast this morning. Sports Radio 610. We roll into the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up next, crazy frenzy in the NBA last night with free agency certainly full steam ahead. Durant wants out of Brooklyn. Where is he likely to land and what that means for the rest of the league? How your Rockets factor in next. It's Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.